This is the Top 25 Rundown, and here's your host, Alan West.
You can listen to us on your smart speaker, play Sportscast. Visit us on sportscast.net. Also follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1. And check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. Hello, my name is Alan West. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. This week we are looking at the men and women lacrosse. Also, we're going to preview the women's softball super regionals that were released on Sunday. And before we jump into that, I want to congratulate Stanford on winning their 9th NCAA women's water polo title. It's their they went back to back this year against USC. So congratulations for them, and we're going to see how they do. Now, when I was looking at lacrosse this weekend, we had a lot of good games. The best game I saw was number 1 Duke against Delaware. Duke was able to hold on and win 12 to 11 over Delaware. But that game was back and forth the entire time. You also had Penn State beating Princeton 13-12. Michigan upset Cornell in overtime 15-14. Johns Hopkins beat Bryant University 22-8. These are all on Sunday. On the Saturday games, Virginia beat Richmond 17-8. Notre Dame beat Utah 20-7. Army upset Maryland 16-15. And Georgetown beat Yale 17-19 for the men's playoffs. So we're down to our Elite Eight in tournament. All right. And then for the women's rankings, hold off on them for a moment. For softball, they announced the super regionals. And so you've got the top 64 teams in there, and you've got the first, Oklahoma being the overall number 1 seed. They have their regional, and the game starts on Friday. You have number 1 Oklahoma against Hofstra. Then you have California against Missouri versus UNC Greensboro. Auburn's going to go against Cal State Fullerton. In the Stanford regional, you have Florida going against Loyola Marymount. And you have number 9 Stanford going against Long Beach State. In the Durham regional, you have number 8 Duke against George Mason. And you have Charlotte against Campbell. In the Tuscaloosa regional, you have Central Arkansas against Middle Tennessee. And you have number 5 seed Alabama going against Long Island University. In the Evanston regional, you have Kentucky going against Miami of Ohio. And you have number 12 Northwestern going against Eastern Illinois. In the Austin regional, you have number 13 Texas going against Seton Hall. And you have A&M going against Texas State. In the Knoxville regional, you have Indiana against Louisville. And you have number 4 seed Tennessee against Northern Kentucky. In the Tallahassee regional, you have number 3 Florida State going against Marist. And you have South Carolina going against UCF. In the Athens regional, you have Virginia Tech going against Boston University. Then you have the 14th seed Georgia going against North Carolina Central. In the Fayetteville regional, you have Oregon going against Notre Dame. And you have the 11th seed Arkansas going against Harvard. In the Stillwater regional, you have number 6 Oklahoma State going against University of Maryland. Baltimore County, the Retrievers. Then you have Wichita State going against Nebraska. In the Seattle regional, you have Minnesota going against McNeese State, and number 7 Washington going against Northern Colorado. In the Baton Rouge Regional, you have University of Louisiana Lafayette going against Omaha, and you have the 10-seed LSU going against Prairie View A&M. In the Salt Lake City Regional, you have Baylor going against Ole Miss, and you have Utah going against Southern Illinois. And the final regional you have is Los Angeles, and you have the 2-seed UCLA going against Grand Canyon, and you have Liberty going against San Diego State. And for all the super regionals, they're double elimination. So whoever wins the first game that they play, if they can win two more games, they'll make it to the finals. But if they don't, then they'll have to go through the loser's bracket. And altogether, you will have 7 games in each regional if it's necessary. So between Friday to Sunday, we will go from 64 down to 8. And then we will jump into the super regionals, and then we'll jump into the Women's College World Series. So we're going to see how that goes, and we're all looking forward to that. I know that Bob Alves, who just jumped on, he's definitely looking forward to all the softball action that's going to happen besides the lacrosse action that's already happened. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Hey, I am doing wonderful. It's hump day. It's Wednesday, and hey, the weekend, it's in sight, but you know what else is in sight? Some great college tournaments.
Yes, sir. I don't know if you watched any of the lacrosse tournaments this weekend.
I did not get to see it yet, but it's on my list.
Well, I thought that, number one Duke going against Delaware. I thought that was a game. Duke was able to win 12-11, but that game was back and forth the entire time.
Well, I don't know if you believe this, but I know I do, and I feel certain you probably do as well. It's any, you know, everybody talks about March Madness survive in advance, and you always need that close game, but I don't think it matters what NCAA tournament you're in. If you learn to win close, that's a good thing. And you know, maybe this is what can propel the Blue Devils to a much calmer road to the championship. But I don't think anything's calm about a NCAA tournament.
Yeah, try to say an NCAA tournament's calm. I'd like to know what tournament you're watching, because
right, exactly.
I have never expected a tournament to be calm whatsoever. Real quick, why don't we jump into the lacrosse for the women. We can go through the tournament games that have already happened and see where we're at. Okay.
I'm ready. I got to make picks tonight, don't I?
Yeah. Well, you're only going to have to make, we'll say, 8 picks for this. I was going to have you do softball, but I already went through them all. And
okay,
we both kind of already know what the pick's going to be for most people for good reason. So we're going to wait till after this weekend, because you'll be in the Super Regionals next weekend, and then we can make picks for softball then, okay?
Whatever you say, boss, but I think I know who that one team you're thinking that everybody's going to pick is.
I'm pretty sure you do. And unless I'm wrong, I'd say we're going to have to see how it plays out, but it's going to be interesting no matter what.
Right.
So for women's lacrosse, you had Michigan beating Central Michigan 13-6. You had Stony Brook beat Penn State. And you had Loyola Maryland beat Fairfield. And so with Michigan winning, they went up against the number one overall seed, Northwestern. And they lost to Northwestern 8-7. Whereas Loyola Maryland was able to beat Stony Brook 9-8. Over in the Syracuse regional, you had Johns Hopkins beat UMass 19-8. You had JMU beat Army West Point 12-8. You had Maryland beat Drexel 6. In the next round, Syracuse beat Johns Hopkins 25-8. James Madison beat Maryland 15-14. So the two teams that were actually ranked for both sides in the top of the bracket, they both survived. So for Northwestern and Loyola Maryland, who do you think is going to advance there?
Let me take a look. I am going to go Loyola Maryland.
Really? You're going to go for the upset? All right. I will pick Northwestern in this one.
Okay.
And then for Syracuse and JMU.
I'm going to go the Cuse.
Okay. While I like the Cuse, I like how James Madison has, with their win over Maryland, I think they're going to use that to keep going, and they're going to make it even better. I think they're going to upset Syracuse.
I see the way we're going here.
Yep. We're going to see if that keeps going, though, because we both have good points for it, and it just the way that it's looking. I think James Madison, this could be their year, but we're going to see how it goes for them. At least making it to the semifinals. So in the southern bracket for the Denver region, you had Denver beating USC 10-7. You had Richmond beating Marquette 18-8, and you had North Carolina beating Sacred Heart 16-5. Denver then was able to beat University of Albany 8-6. North Carolina beat Richmond 16-12. So we have Denver against North Carolina. Who do you think, sir?
Give me Denver.
I'm conflicted with this one because as much as I like Denver, I want to see how North Carolina does with their first year head coach who you heard the story about how she won 4 titles and took over for her other coach.
Right.
They lost in the ACC championship game. I really think that her experience is going to help them. I'm going to pick Carolina in this one.
Okay. I'm writing down our picks, by the way. So if you see me moving, good. That's what I'm doing.
Good. I'm glad because that way if whoever's wrong, we can call the other person out next week because it's going to be interesting. So going into the Florida regional, we have Florida beating Jacksonville 13-7. Notre Dame beat Mercer 21-6. Penn beat UConn 13-6. And then in the next round, Notre Dame beat Florida 16-15. Boston College beat Penn 9-7. So it's Notre Dame against Boston College. Who you got?
Give me the Fighting Irish.
I agree.
Okay. We either were going to go 4 different ones or we were going to have an agreement here. I mean, there was no way possible.
Exactly. Just because of how the teams are.
Right.
Because we were going to agree for some of them, but it just really depends on the different sports because we got a lot of good teams still, and you're going to see who's going to break away for the men and for the women. It's how they're going to show up. It was too much fun with this computer this evening, sir. Trying to get ready for it.
I hear how technology, it's the devil.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you don't try to use the technology.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, technology can be our best friend and our worst enemy all at the same time, it seems.
Right now, it feels like the latter, if that's fair to say. All right. Now, I saw that in other NCAA sports, you're having the Division I Men's Golf Regional Final. I don't know if you saw those, how that was happening.
I have been the worst NCAA fan the past few weeks that you can imagine. You know, here's the thing with me, Alan. I'm very good at reading, but watching things I have been very lax on. So I have been reading, but my eyes watching something. Right now, my most watching time has been watching your beautiful face and the beach in the background.
Very nice. So today was the Division I Men's Golf Regional Finals. So they're going to be having the NCAA tournament coming up after that. And so we're going to see how that ends up because it should be a slugfest coming up. Bob, do you have baseball rankings up this week, sir?
Yeah, if you give me 1 minute, I'll get them right up for you. Give me one second.
Yeah, because I want to have you go through them real quick.
Sure, absolutely.
Because that way we can make sure to hit on baseball sense. For softball, like I said, I already went through all 64 teams in the Super Regionals, and there are going to be some really good Super Regionals.
Right.
Although, when I was looking at how the seedings are, Louisiana and Louisiana Lafayette and LSU kind of got lucky to where they're both in the Baton Rouge Regional instead of having to go out of town.
Right. Yeah, I know I'm looking forward to a couple of those regionals as well. You know, it's going to be interesting. You know, the hometown team for me, Liberty, is have to go out west to take on UCLA. So that's an interesting region. And, you know, we always talk about how good that team with the O is, and it's not Ohio State, but the other O, Oklahoma, in that Norman regional. But, you know, I have interest. I mean, UCLA has been a very good team for quite a few years. So, you know, I mean, that you talk about tradition. You've got UCLA, San Diego State, Liberty, and Grand Canyon. UCLA ranked number two in the nation. The other regions I look at real quick that interest me in women's softball, that Clemson regional, Clemson, Auburn, Cal State, Fullerton, and UNCG. Clemson has a pitcher on their team from Bedford, Virginia, Millie Thompson, who also shares my birthday. So I affectionately call her my birthday buddy. And then Virginia Tech, one of the alums, or one of the people at Virginia Tech, is the alum at my school, Jefferson Forest High School, Emma Limley. And that's Georgia. That's the Athens regional. Georgia, Virginia Tech, Boston University, North Carolina Central. You know, it's funny, Alan, you talk about these regionals that we're going to see in softball and in baseball. They always put what they call the bottom feeder, that automatic qualifier in there, just to say, hey, you're just here because we got to find a spot for you. But those are sometimes the teams you've got to watch out for the most, because honestly, not a lot of people know about them. They're not nationally ranked, but they can be that spoiler, that, you know, that low seed that we might see in the NCAA tournament that we love to pick. So I've got the baseball rankings if you want, whenever you're ready. You just call on me.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and do that? Then what I'm going to do after that is one sport we haven't taken a look at this year for a team wise is men's outdoor track and field.
Okay.
What I'll do after we do baseball, I want to try and hit those rankings real quick. So that way, because you got the NCAA championship coming up for track and field. So that way people can look at the top 25 and see who is contending and just how it's going to look.
Sure. Well, let's start with baseball, the rankings, top 25. D1baseball.com, the top 25. You can find it on NCAA.com. Number one has not changed. It is Wake Forest. Arkansas moved up to two. Stanford is number three. Florida hops up to seven. LSU dropped from two to five. West Virginia popped up from 12 to six. Clemson jumped from 16 to seven. Coastal Carolina and Connecticut State at eight and nine, respectively. Oregon State hopped up to 10. Miami State at 11. Vanderbilt moved down from 5 to 12. South Carolina dropped from 6 to 13. Campbell, the Fighting Camels, are 14. East Carolina at 15. Duke fell out of the top 10 to number 16. Dallas Baptist at 17. Tennessee at 18. Kentucky at 19. Maryland at 20. University of Virginia stays at 21. Boston College drops from 20 to 22. Southern Miss moves up from 25 to 23. And Washington at 24 and Oklahoma State at 25 cracked the top 25 for men's baseball.
Very nice. Sounds like for some of the SEC teams, sounds like they may have had a three-game series that either they lost two out of the three or they got swept. That's why they dropped so far. So, but I'm looking at men's outdoor track and field just because I know that we've already had some of the tournaments, some of the dual meets there, because you have NCAA preliminaries coming up.
Yep.
And so that's usually right before where they have the main NCAA tournament where they crown the champions. So as it stands right now for the men, you have the top three they have not dropped. You have Arkansas, Texas Tech, you have Florida, you have Georgia number four, they jumped 12 spots. You have Alabama number five, they dropped one spot. You have Nebraska at number six, they went up eight spots. You have Tennessee at number seven, they dropped two spots. You have LSU at number eight, they dropped two spots. You have BYU at number nine, they dropped one spot. You have Texas number 10, they jumped up two spots. You have University of Washington, they dropped one spot. You have USC that jumped seven spots. You have Clemson number 13, they went down six spots. You have Florida State number 14, they went down three spots. Wisconsin State at number 15. Stanford went up one spot at number 16. Louisville also jumped one spot there at number 17. Iowa, they had the biggest drop of any team in the top 25 for the men. They went down 9 spots. Kansas came up 2 spots, number 19. Oklahoma jumped. Actually, I take that back. Oklahoma jumped up 16 spots to get to number 20. Arizona State dropped 8 spots to number 21. Minnesota jumped up 1 spot to number 22. UVA jumped up 7 spots for number 23. Houston's number 24. They jumped up 7 spots. Auburn's number 25. They dropped 1 spot. That's the top 25 for the men's outdoor track and field.
Yeah, you know, the one thing, I don't know that a lot of people pay attention to track and field, but, you know, the one thing about track and field is that's where you really are going to find your future Olympians in those field event sports. And everybody just, you know, wants to see the 100 because that's normally where you label the world's fastest athlete. But mm-hmm. even some of those other events like, you know, decathlon, heptathlon, steeplechase, things of that sort, you're really finding, you know, kind of diamonds in the rough. I mean, they're not going to go on to maybe make millions of dollars, but they could be your medalist in future Olympiads.
Yeah, and I'm getting the rankings off of U.S. Track and Field, USTFCCCA.org. And this is the 2023 NCAA Division I Men and Women's Outdoor Track and Field National Rating Index. So for the women, you have Texas number 1, you have Florida number 2, you have Oregon jumping up a spot to number 3, USC jumped up a spot to number 4, Arkansas dropped down 2 spots to number 5, Texas A&M jumped up 1 spot to number 6, LSU dropped down 1 spot to number 7, Alabama jumped up 10 spots to number 8, Georgia dropped down 1 spot to number 9, Kentucky dropped down 1 spot to number 10, Ole Miss dropped down 1 spot to number 11. Nebraska dropped down 1 spot to number 12. Stanford jumped up 4 spots to number 13. UCF jumped up 7 spots to number 14. Oklahoma jumped up 1 spot to number 15. Tennessee jumped up 4 spots to number 16. Texas Tech went down 4 spots to number 17. Utah dropped 4 spots to number 18. Washington jumped up 5 spots to number 19. BYU dropped down 8 spots, number 20. Oregon State went down 6 spots, number 21. Notre Dame jumped up 9 spots, number 22. Ohio State dropped down 1 spot, number 23. Michigan jumped up 4 spots, number 24. And NC State dropped down 6 spots to number 25. Now, some of those, it may not seem like it's that much of either a jump or a loss, but with the preliminaries only a week or two away, it's going to definitely make it more entertaining for which schools are able to get in and also which athletes are going to be able to qualify.
Yeah, and it should be very interesting to watch. Like I said, that 100-meter race can be super interesting to watch, but, you know, don't sleep on the distance races or something that's not over in less than 10 seconds.
True. I know even though the 100 is one of the fastest, I know a lot of people get excited for the 60 meter as well. Because mm-hmm. that one's even faster and you're kind of just like, oh, it's already over. Wow. But the way that I usually see when they do that is they always have the athletes when they finish, they run into a wall, literally.
Right.
They hit a wall. Which at times I wonder about that, but it's still... it's never a dull moment.
No, and I mean, you know, I think the thing that people don't think about as much with your track athletes, especially your, I'll call them your quick runners, the shorter uh-huh. races is, well, even I take that back. Actually, let me branch that out to say all your runners. I mean, it's such a, you know, I don't want to be corny and say it's such a marathon, but you have to be so disciplined to be in the shape mm-hmm. that you're in, because you don't just get fast overnight. I mean, even if you're running a longer distance race, like 3 miles or more.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get to eat ho-hos throughout the week. You don't get to, you know, knock out all the Twinkies and the brownies you want. It really is a discipline factor. And mm-hmm. I don't know that people really understand and respect the discipline factor as much as they should.
That's definitely a fair statement. So I decided to jump over to Division One men's tennis to look at the bracket there. And I found out we're in the Elite Eight for Division One's men's tennis. You have Texas and South Carolina. You have Ohio State and Georgia. Tell me if you haven't heard that before this year or end of last year. You have Kentucky and Virginia, and you have Michigan and TCU. I don't know if you want to make picks on this, sir.
I'm always willing to make picks.
All right, let's go ahead and do it. You got Michigan, you got TCU.
I'll go, let me take a look at the bracket real quick.
Yeah, I would do that because, I mean, I can see who looks better.
Give me TCU.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pick TCU as well just because it looks like they've been dominating throughout the whole tournament. Michigan had a scare against Southern California, but they were able to survive in advance. Then you have UVA and Kentucky.
Wahoo wah.
Yep. I concur.
All right.
We have Texas.
I'm going to go South Carolina.
I'm going to take Texas being the number one overall seed. And then we have Ohio State and Georgia.
Georgia.
I got a roll of my Buckeyes.
That's why I went with Georgia.
I figured that. Checking the different brackets while we're at it, just because you have a singles bracket and a doubles bracket, just so I can see how we're looking right now. Because I know we normally don't go into tennis very often, but with it being the Elite Eight and just how we're starting to finish all the sports for the year, just trying to make sure we go through and we take a look at all of them so that we can either make picks or just see how everything's going. All right, for the doubles and the singles, they have not
done their bracket
for this year. Yep. Well, Bob, I had a 50-50 shot, so you know what? I'm willing to take that risk.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's take a look at women's tennis real quick. Because women's tennis is already
Final Four, it looks like.
Yep. They have one more that's happening. That happened tonight that they haven't posted the winner for.
Yep. NC State and Iowa State.
Yep. Well, for the Final Four, you have number one, North Carolina, number four, Georgia. And number seven, Stanford. So between North Carolina and Georgia, who do you have, sir?
I'm going to take Georgia.
I'm going to take the Tar Heels.
Are you surprised that I took Georgia?
Not really. Exactly. Because, well, let's be honest, sir. You and the Tar Heels, unless you absolutely have to pick them, you will never pick them. But I can respect you for that. I understand. So for Stanford going against the winner of NC State and Iowa State, who are you going to pick?
Doing some checking on that to see who won that matchup, by the way.
Okay.
So this is where you got to go multiple clicks. So give me just a second.
No problem.
Oh, it's actually still in progress.
I kind of figured that. So I'm going to guess, since you're looking at the score, I'm going to say probably NC State's up on Iowa State.
It looks like it's going to come down to the end. Looks like it's 3-3.
Okay.
So Iowa State has won three singles, and NC State won one single, and Iowa State lost two doubles.
Okay.
So it looks like, let me see if I can, this is really, really very much investigating by me here. So it is Iowa State and NC State. Let's see. They are in the singles, and the singles in the third you know, you, in tennis, you have 1 through 6s.
Yep.
It is. So let's see. Iowa State is, it's both of them are in the third set. NC State is up 4-3 on one of them. And Iowa State is up, it looks like 1-0 in the third set. The doubles is Iowa State's up 5-3. So it looks like Iowa State, I'm going to give Iowa State the nod in this one. NC State's going to have to do some work, I think.
Okay. Do you think that they're going to beat Stanford?
Let's pretend it's Iowa State and Stanford.
Okay.
With that being said, I'm still going to go with Stanford since I don't know who the other one is going to firmly be.
Well, with that being said, I'll pick whoever wins against Stanford.
Okay. You mean you're picking who wins the Iowa State?
Correct.
NC State. Okay.
I'm going to go for the upset there.
Okay.
So we can see how that goes next week. And one of us is either going to be happy or one of us is going to be sad. So.
Yep.
We seem to be pretty good at that, Bob.
Being happy and sad?
Yeah, depending on who wins and who loses, yes.
Yeah, that is correct.
But that makes it more fun for both of us, sir.
Absolutely. And I wrote all these down, by the way. So
perfect.
There's no discussion next week. Well, I mean, there's discussion, obviously, but it's no discussion of who do we pick because they're here.
I jumped over to rowing for a second to see who is in just because might as well take a look.
Yeah, it looks like they just have selections. I don't know if they have a bracket.
Yeah, they just have selections right now, but they have qualifiers and at-large selections that have already been picked. And then they seeded everything.
Yep.
For 22 teams. So you have, from the American Athletic Conference, Southern Methodist. From the Atlantic 10, you got George Washington. From the ACC, you have Virginia. From the Big 12, you have Texas. From the Big 10, you have Michigan. From the Colonial Athletic Conference, you have Northeastern. From the Ivy League, you have Princeton. From the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, you have Jacksonville. From the Pac-12, you have Stanford. From the Patriot League, you have Navy. From the West Coast Conference, you have Gonzaga. And then you have at-large, Brown, California, Duke, Indiana, Ohio State, Penn, Rutgers, Southern California, Syracuse, Washington, Yale. So you have 22 teams that are going to be battling it out and rowing. That's going to be coming up at the end of this month. So that's something that you and me will keep an eye on a little bit at the end of the month. That we'll look at it in June, but this way we see what's coming up just because the reason why I want to try and hit some of these different sports right now is because you see that a lot of colleges have already had their graduations.
Yep. Yep.
And so because of that, a lot of colleges, they just have the athletes that are still there competing in the different events and different games. So making sure to give them their due and see how they're doing, I think is important just because even though we've got all these spring sports getting ready to end, then you know it's going to get a little bit of a break during the summer. But come fall, with cross country, field hockey, football, soccer, volleyball, and water polo, it's not going to stop again, sir.
Nope, there's no such thing as a break.
Well, the only thing that we can see that if there's a break, it just means that more is going to happen. And we're just going to see play it by ear for that.
You're exactly right.
I was taking a look earlier that looks like Mr. Love.
Yes.
He looks like he decommitted from Michigan. So we're going to have to see where he decides he wants to take his talents.
May I go on a mini rant?
Go right ahead.
So I'll be very honest with you. I'm not a huge fan of the transfer portal. I don't care for it necessarily. I get why it's there, but I just don't care for it in some situations. With that being said, if you go into the transfer portal and then you commit and then you decommit, at that point, to me, you have a major red flag. I mean, you left one school, you said I'm going to school number two, but then you don't even go into school number two. And I mean, I would say the same thing if you actually went to school number two and went to school number three. So just from my point of view, that to me is a big, big red flag.
Now, one thing I am wondering about is certain schools compared to other schools, they have more stringent requirements. So I'm wondering if maybe when they were going through the admittance process after they committed, maybe something came up academics-wise and they said, okay, unfortunately, we have to take this away.
With all due respect, if you can shoot a ball or throw a ball, the academic standards go down a little bit. It's not like you or me. If you can play ball at North Carolina, I don't see how you can't play ball at Michigan. And I'll take the hate mail from that one, by the way.
Well, that's okay. I'm not worried about that. apparently, it is actually the messages you related credits transferring.
You didn't know this beforehand? Not you, him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to me, that's where this is, you know, I made my point. I got on my high horse, and now I'm off of it.
Yeah, no, I figured it had to be something like that, though, just because you don't really hear about something like that. Although I did see an article today that talked about Nick Saban and I guess kind of the feud that happened for Jimbo Fisher last year and explained why he did what he did with that. I don't know if you looked at, you saw the article on.
I did not see that part.
What happened? He was trying to help inspire the court. And so they did. And then when Jimbo Fisher heard, that's when they had their little discussion.
I will stick by my feelings on the transfer portal. I mean, I get it. I get why it's there.
All righty. Sorry about that. So you were talking about the NIL and the transfer portal last time, Bob?
Yeah, I don't like it. I still don't like it. I mean, you know, and I mean, I get where you're going with the admissions thing and everything like that, but at some point, you got to know this before you say, hey, I'm going to go to, I mean, you know, people from community college check before they go to a four-year university and say, do my credits transfer? Now, granted, they're not committing to play basketball most of the time, but, you know, yep, I don't like it. The end. That's my mic drop on the transfer portal.
That's fine. I understand. I respect that. We're going to see how it goes. And, well, since I know you're a baseball fan a little bit, did you see Randy Johnson 2.0 today?
I did.
Saw that video and hated to see it, but unfortunately that happens.
Yep.
So, real quick, sir, is there anything for the college sports that we've been looking up that we haven't talked about or looked at so far?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, we had the NBA draft lottery last night, which does show some college people where they could be going, things like that. So, you know, I mean, that'll be interesting to see if some of the college guys can make an impact, but I don't have any strong feelings on it yet at this point. So lot to be done.
All right, yeah, we can probably, once the draft happens, we can do a quick recap on that as well. So if we were going to try to find you, well, I know that's very dangerous, how would we do so, sir?
Well, normally you can find me asleep, But if you don't do that, the Sports Buffet on Twitter, the Sports Buffet podcast on Facebook. I'm very slow on my YouTube, which is the Sports Buffet, and my Instagram, which is the Sports Buffet. So I'd probably stay away from those two places.
Well, people like living on the wild side and dangerous side. So you know what? We'll see what happens with that. For me, I am on Twitter, Alan F. West. I will post at some point. It's not looking very good for today. We'll see about tomorrow, but I'm not keeping my hopes up for that. I got other stuff going on. On Instagram and Facebook, you can find me at alan.west.46. But, Bob, thank you as always, sir, and I look forward to us having a few picks next week and seeing how those rankings turned out.
Always a pleasure.
This has been the Top 25 for the Sportscast. Have a good night, everybody.